Dreamscape presents Unplanned Life of Josie Hale by Stephanie Edding. Narrated by Sophie Amos. 1. Deep-fried emotional support. Only a few more days until the county fair closed for another season, and Josie hadn't gotten her fried food fix yet. She could run into anybody there. Literally anybody. Her grandmother, an ex-boyfriend, that one girl from the smoothie shop who already judged her for not sticking around to save her marriage. The car engine shut off, and Josie breathed in the aroma of cow manure through the open car windows. She probably should have sought therapy at a time like this, but instead, she opted for a corn dog. She didn't want just any old corn dog either. It had to come from the county fair, made in an overheated food truck and deep-fried to a crisp. Twice. A funnel cake or elephant ear would suffice for dessert. After all, she was eating for two now. She was absolutely, unquestionably, dollar store test certified pregnant as of an hour ago. Despite the late August sun burning with the fury of hell, Josie trudged through the fairgrounds, tugging her jean shorts down between her sweaty thighs whenever the need arose. She should be in her bed crying right now, making a plan. Surely that's what the evening held in store for her. Punching her pillow, doing some internet research, and crying some more. But cravings took precedence over common sense at the moment. After she shoved a few corn dogs down her throat, she'd feel better. Her parents would be home from work soon, and she'd break the news to them. Not like she could hide a baby for long when she lived with them. And Grant, the baby's father, deserved to know how their failed attempt to mend their marriage had resulted in new life. That was some sucky irony right there, as if she hadn't longed to erase that drunken night 1,000 times already. Josie bit hard on her knuckle and walked across the grassy excuse for a parking lot. At the Lions Club booth, she examined the fair's layout and simultaneously scoped out her surroundings for anyone she knew. Fairs always brought the locals together. The idea of having an impromptu reunion with everyone in her hometown almost made her forget about lunch. Almost. After she got the corn dog, she'd be able to think more clearly. Deep-fried food made everything better. It was science. Josie hit the dusty midway, and the golden mix of sand and earth powdered her...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?